last night, to me, were two things that I have concerns about in the postseason. I know yesterday you said the defense, not too big of a deal for you. I think the defense, they had an error, and then they probably had five other plays that they should have made that weren't called errors. Somehow a team, maybe one was a great bunt. Somehow a team dropped down three consecutive bunts on you to score two runs. Three consecutive bunts. You didn't record an out in three consecutive bunts, and they scored two runs. Somehow that occurred. But I know for you, Clint, you pulled it off. You shut them down. Your bullpen comes in the 10th, gets out of it. Bam. All right. All you got to do is score a run. You got a runner on second with two outs. It's Kyle Tucker. He's on second with two outs. By the way, I just, in my heart, I believe Kyle Tucker was going to end that game in the ninth.
It felt right.
In my heart, I felt like here it was. I heard TK say he's going to have his moment when he comes back.
Yep.
I thought that was going to happen tonight. But he's at second. Shut him down. You got it. It's 3-3. All you got to do is 2-2. All you got to do is score a run. Alex Bregman, I know probably you were yelling, go ahead and just get him over. Bunt it. Get him over. I can understand a little bit more why you don't bunt Alex Bregman. But, of course, he does not make it happen, and Kyle Tucker doesn't score. You go back. Then the 11th, your bullpen again gets a stop. Brian Abreu's blowing people away. Come back. All right, Victor Caratini's leading off. All right, you got a runner at second. All right, here comes the bunt.
They didn't bunt. We didn't bunt. You know, nobody bunted.
Thanks, Dusty. No, they didn't, Johnny. No bunts. And you don't score a run. And then the A's say, we'll bunt. And they bunt three straight times to score two runs. And ultimately, the Astros end up losing 4-3. And, Clint, I know you're sitting there thinking, God, these idiots.
Well, glad you brought this up. When I read that text in show prep, I thought, oh, boy, this is so beautiful. Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal. Look, I would not bunt Bregman. I would not bunt Tucker. I would not bunt Yordan Alvarez.
So you wouldn't bunt those guys.
I would ask those guys. I would legitimately ask anybody in the lineup, with the exception of Alvarez, I would ask anybody in the lineup to change your mindset at the plate. Right? I mean, you can sit on anything until you get to two strikes, but then let's push it the other way. Let's move the runner, okay? Like, that's
you
the
You
want to
trust those guys that they'll be able to do.
Yeah, let's play baseball, not guys. Let's be smart baseball guys, right? Let's not just swing out of our shoes and try to end it with a home run when you're down an account. And anyway. So I would ask them to change, with the exception of Alvarez. You do whatever the hell you want. Everybody else, I would ask you at this point to at least think a little bit differently as the count changes. But Caratini, Gamble, yeah, look here. If a fifth or sixth outfielder can't lay a bunt down, if a backup catcher can't bunt, yes, I'd not be in the big leagues.
So first and foremost,
like, you are
Caratini's
right.
Caratini's got to lay one
he
down.
He got to.
Hey, that one's got to be.
It's got to happen. I mean, without a doubt, it's got to happen, right? And it doesn't happen. Okay. Well, we just going to swing away. Who was the third one? There was somebody. I mean, hell, there was three of them that just swung away because I think Gamble actually walked. But nonetheless, there's the layers are the decisions of just the mindset is just swing out of your shoes. Just swing away. And I can't stand it. Now let me speak to, because that's the Astro fan in me speaking to a spot in the organization. Like, I just don't get it. But now let me speak to all you damn know-it-all baseball heads, played a little college baseball or something and think everybody else don't. I'm sure you know more than most, or know more than some, but you think everybody else don't know what the hell's going on.
You really want to address it.
Well, this is not good.
Well, I mean, it's just every time we talk about it, I get tweets, we get the text lines cranks up, or if I'm just having a general conversation with somebody, I feel borderline disrespected with the response of, oh, nobody bunts in the big leagues anymore. Nobody in the big league knows how to bunt. BS. Yeah, you just watched one of the worst teams in baseball do it three times to the tune of two runs and win a damn game 4-3 in extra innings. Like, don't come at me no more with this old nobody bunts anymore. That's not the approach. It may not be the decision that the manager's making, but when you're 5-10, is that what it was, Tyler? 5-10 in extra inning games.
That's correct.
That's what going up there with no change of mindset and just swinging out of your damn shoes. That's what that gets you. 5-10.
Oh my goodness.
I just. I mean, them boys, and look, and hell, the third bunt wasn't a good bunt. But guess what? They're making a third baseman, I mean, a first baseman that's a damn catcher, go make a play, and he didn't. They're making a pitcher that's been sitting in the bullpen all day long, ain't pitched in 2 days. They're making him make a play to field a ball and then backhand it to home plate. So it's I just, boy, the as I'm watching, I'm like, mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. All y'all that tell me that the big leaguers can't bunt, it's not something they work on, it's not something they practice. Okay. I guess that old pissy poor team in Oakland, I guess they practice it. Come on, man.
No, like,
it's the stupidest thing to do, Ron.
Well, to me, that, like, this is where I like I said, I get concerned, and that is Joe Espada and his inexperience and in the postseason. And, you know, obviously the defense. And I can get your thought. All right, Bregman's coming up. I'll sit back and let Alex Bregman get this done, because maybe Alex Bregman just gets a base hit in the game, or he goes deep, or it, you know, I definitely don't want him squaring around.